Terry Loving, she is the festival director with the good people at the Pigeon Lake Music Festival that happens August long weekend. Dante, and welcome to 89.3 The Raven and Windspeaker Media, Terry.
Dante, I am so excited to be here.
Awesome. Now, you guys have a big year. Like, to me, this seems like it's one of the biggest years that you guys have had. First off, let's talk about when and where the festival is.
It is Mulhurst Bay on August 4th to the 6th, so August long weekend, the hottest weekend of the summer and in the most beautiful place you could be in Alberta.
That is on Pigeon Lake. Let's talk about the lineup. Who do you got playing this year?
Headlining this year Friday is The Trues, Saturday Kim Mitchell, and Sunday Jess Moskaluk. So quite a variety of artists.
And then you also have Biff Naked playing, Dan Davidson, The Odds. You have a pretty diverse lineup this year, right?
You betcha. We also have Jocelyn Alice. We have Whale and the Wolf, which is local. So great music.
And this is a family-friendly festival?
You betcha. We have a family area for kids so they can go do arts and crafts and jumpy castles and all that fun stuff. Keep them occupied and enjoying all that fun stuff.
And even with the lineup, it seems like it's you know, it's pretty diverse and family-friendly. There's nothing too adult-oriented in here.
No, not at all. Everybody can listen to this music.
Awesome. And you were telling me before the interview that you have a little bit of an Indigenous component this year. Can we talk about that?
Absolutely. We have LaBrie Harris, which will be opening up the entire festival. She'll be singing O Canada in Cree, as well as doing two other songs. Joining her will be her father, Brett Bull, and he will be dancing as well. She will also have a drummer with her. So I'm so excited and so proud being Métis that they will be opening up our festival for us.
Yeah, and Muskogee is so close, and that's going to be, you know, setting the festival off in a good way, which is very important. It looks like you guys are about half. Are you guys over half sold out right now for tickets?
We are over halfway sold. We are close to selling out. So if you're thinking about coming, you need to get on those tickets fast. And you know what? One of the cheapest tickets for festivals in the province. So.
And camping, is camping cost, is that included in the ticket price?
It is not. But you know what? A regular campsite is $120 and it's quite large. It's a 20 by 40 and however many people you could fit in that area, you can camp with. We say about 4 to 6 people. And then also if you have a small tent, that rental is $80. So if you could fit one or two tents in there, then great.
For RVs and tent trailers, things like that, that's going to cost you $120 for the whole group on that site.
You betcha.
Awesome. So make sure you guys get your tickets to the Pigeon Lake Music Festival. It is happening August 4th to 6th. So make sure you guys head on over to plmf.ca or ravenradio.ca. Once again, talking with Terry Loving from the Pigeon Lake Music Festival. Anything you want to add, Terry?
You know what? We just like to include everybody. It's a family-friendly event. We have diverse music and everybody's welcome there. And you know what? From all the festivals that I've ever worked, this is the one festival that has nice, bright green grass on it. So it's absolutely gorgeous out there. And we welcome every walk of life, everybody who loves any type of music. You are welcome there and you will enjoy your time there.